It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Record day. It's podcast time.
Hey, podcast.
Brock and Hunter doing a podcast.
Here
all right, Hunter, I'm going to let you take over because we talked about this a little yesterday, but we didn't get a chance to expand on it. And you want to know if you're a piece of shit or not.
Yeah, so the name of this podcast, am I a piece of shit or not?
Is Hunter a piece of shit? Yes or no?
So
yes
here's
or
the story.
Yes. Yeah, go
here
ahead.
Here it goes. Here it goes. So what was it? Monday Night Football. I really didn't eat too much during the day. So I right before the game, I went to a fast food joint.
Yep.
I bought a bunch of food because there was other people watching the game with us. So I got, it was $13.70.
Sure you did, you fat ass.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you fatty. $13.77 worth of food.
Okay.
All right. So there's decent people order. In line. I'm waiting a little bit. I get up. I order my food. And I pull around to the next window. All right. So I do. Pull up to, there's two windows. Pull up to the first one. There's a dude in the window, but his back's towards me. And he's typing something. I don't know if he's on his phone or if he's taking another order or what. But I wait there for a good, I don't know, legit like 2 minutes, 3 minutes maybe. And I'm like, oh, maybe this guy's not taking money. Maybe the second window is taking money.
Yeah.
So I just pull up to the second window. And so I wait at the second window for like 2 minutes probably. Not too long, not too bad. Lady comes to the window. Here's your food. Here's your bag. Thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. And so I take the bag of food, and I have my card in my fingers, between my fingers.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking for a second, you know, okay, I'm not a piece of shit. So far. I didn't pay for the food. And she's like, oh, I am sorry. Thank you so much for being honest, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
yeah. So she took my card and goes back to run it. Well, like 3 more minutes goes by. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? At this time, I'm kind of getting anxious because a game started.
Yeah. And
it's a big game. I want to watch it.
You're getting fast food.
I don't tell them that I need to get to the game, but I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, I see like 3 people in the window kind of conversing, like confused, like kind of what's going on, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the window's open. So I kind of look in there. I'm like, hey, I didn't pay at the first window. I paid here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I think the person behind me ended up paying for my food.
So they came around. You went through.
Right.
Yeah.
I gave them my card to pay for it.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. They're confused. I'm ready to watch this game. So I kind of hint towards them. I'm like, hey, guys, I kind of got to go. I got to run. And they're kind of like looking at me, kind of confused. And the one guy's just like, he's kind of twirling the card in his fingers. He's like, all right, here's your card, man. Just have a nice day. Have a nice night.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So I take my card. I didn't end up paying for anything with $13.77 worth of food in my hand, and I just pull off. So here's my question. Am I a piece of shit for taking that free food? Because technically it was my fault for not paying at the first window.
Yes, yes.
But I did offer to pay after they gave me the food.
Yes. So here's the thing. I would say no. It's not like you walked out of a store with a $100 coat because someone forgot to put it on there or whatever. So I don't think it's a huge deal. And to be fair, the guy working at the counter, I mean, I guess you could have knocked on the window or honked your horn, but then you run the risk of them being like, oh, what the hell, asshole, and spitting on your food.
And honestly, I was sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
Long enough to where I thought, well, this guy's just not taking money.
Yeah.
You know?
Move down. I don't think so. It's so minor. The only thing you could have done maybe was like, okay, can I pay for
the last person?
The last meal, but then it's kind of, you're gumming up the works.
Right.
Everyone's already, you know, everyone's kind of getting backed up and everything.
So because my intentions were good.
Yeah.
I am in the clear. So karma's not out for me.
No. If you would have just taken the food and went, see you later.
Took
you know,
off.
Like, oh yeah, whatever,
right.
You know.
That's intentional.
It would have been then you would have knowingly said, oh, I got away with the free food.
Uh-huh.
But there, you stayed there, you gave them the card, and I don't see why it would have been, like, they couldn't have just punched it in and.
Yeah, like cancel an order and just kind of redo it.
Yeah, it seems like it was a clusterfuck to begin with.
I just remember, like, driving home at that point. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get pulled over. Something's going to happen. I put my seatbelt on right away. I'm like, karma is. But then I started thinking again. I'm like, no, I had no ill intentions.
Yeah.
I offered to pay, you know, even after I didn't at the first window. So I thought I was in the clear. I just wanted to bring that up to clear the air.
Yeah,
no,
I think you're fine. I think you're fine. There was no ill intent when you first went there. You weren't trying to skate anybody on that. I do this. Actually, this happened not too long ago at the dollar store. I'm at the dollar store, uh-huh. Okay? I had a bottle of water in the bottom of my cart. You know, mm-hmm. I had a cart at the dollar store. I was going ham, right? Man. But I forgot about this bottle of water. It was only a dollar. I already paid for everything else. Uh-huh. You know, I had all that. I walked out and I'm like, nah, it was a dollar. I went back in. I said, hey, I forgot about this. Here's a dollar. Uh-huh. Like, oh, thank you very much. And unfortunately, it's most people are like, oh, well, thanks for being honest. And it's a dollar. Is it the end of the world? Probably not. It's a bottle of water. But for my own well-being, that's it. I've actually never stolen anything in my life.
That's a great thing.
I can't do it. Like, I've done every other sin. That's fine.
Yeah, right. But, everything else.
But stealing is just one. I'm like, I can never. So, yeah. Like, I think it does depend on it. But what you did, and they let you go. It's not like you just drove off and said, see you, suckers.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I think you're fine.
All right. I feel better.
What? Your conscience should be clear.
Good.
I mean, you're still a piece of shit, but that's just you.
That's just me.
That's just you in general.
So I'm good in the clear on the fast food rendezvous.
Your karma's good, but as a human being, you're still a piece of shit.
Well, thanks, man. I kind of feel better.
I feel a little better now. You know? All right. Good. I just wanted to bring that up.
And, you know, I think we can say don't steal.
What if I was just like, dude, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you did that.
I would have went back and paid today. I bought this meal like 3 days ago.
You're just going to stand at the counter, pay for everyone's meal. Like, you know? I got yours.
How about this? Have you ever paid for the person behind you?
No.
My wife does that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Now, that's very sweet of her. But here's the thing is that, like, they did that whole thing. Like, oh, I'll pay for the person. What that does then is that puts pressure
on that person to pay for
and like that one thing that happened at Starbucks or whatever, along or somewhere, and it just was like this. Like they were up to like 300 people, like went through, and people started hearing about it, so they kept going and they kept
paying backwards.
Where does it stop? Do you want to be the guy that stops?
There's always one guy at some
point. But here's where I'm at with that. It's why I don't like that. It's because you're putting unnecessary pressure
What if it's like a $400 bill behind you?
Yeah.
You know, so what if you say, I want to pay for the person behind me?
Yeah.
And then she brings it up and she's like, it's like $425. Like, can you pull some punches?
Do you back out at that?
You know?
Or then what if the person behind you is like, all right, fine, you're paying for it. I'll take this.
You know, like,
$30 fast food order.
You know, like, can I just do half? I want to do half a good deed.
I think it's a sweet thing to do. It's I get the concept of it, but it's almost you're making it tough on the person behind you because now is that person a dick because they don't return the favor
pressure
to someone else?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're still dealing with people. You know, you're still dealing with the cashier who's looking at you.
Like, I'm also the same way too, like going out for drinks. I hate it when people buy me drinks because then I feel
obligated.
Mm-hmm. And it's fine. I know it kind of works out the same way, but also too, I'm a cheap drink. Yeah. I drink Busch Light. I drink regular draft. Yeah. So if I like, oh, hey, let me buy you around now, this person's buying a $8 craft beer. I'm like, damn it.
Oh,
you know,
hey, what's up, Kiki?
Oh, I got my ticket. Hey, Kiki. Hey, we're doing our podcast. You want to weigh in on if Hunter's a piece of shit or not? She's got real work
to
do.
She's got important things.
I think that means you are a piece of shit.
She's like, yeah, absolutely.
But it's the same thing. Or like when you go to dinner, and like I appreciate people like family members. Oh, hey, we're picking up the tab. But it's also like, look.
Dude, my dad and grandpa used to like fight, like literally fight at the dinner. I'm paying.
I'm at this point now where I'm just everyone pay for your own stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is very nice. Like when Kristen's family was in town, even my mom and dad do that all the time. I'm like, mom, dad. Look, I appreciate it, but now I feel
bad. I'm in my mid-30s. I could pay for my own.
You raised me. You put clothes on my back. Yeah. I now can buy my own meals. Let me buy my own meals.
For God's sake.
I feel terrible.
You see the video of the guy who cut like three people in line at the grocery store?
No.
And he just cut everybody in line and started putting his stuff up on the conveyor belt. Everybody's like, what the? Come on, man.
Yeah.
What the hell? What are you doing? He like just looks back. He's like, no, I'm paying for all your guys' food. And so, like, all these people felt like a piece of shit for, like, busting on this guy. But he had ill intentions doing it. He set it up like
that. That's a dick move.
I know.
That's a dick move.
It's like he's like made the guys feel like dicks.
No one's going to assume that someone cutting in line is going to pay for my groceries.
Right. It was like, kind of a weird video.
Let's just wait and see what happens. Maybe this guy's going to pay for our stuff.
No.
No, it's like, fuck you, dude.
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and let me guess. He did it for YouTube views.
Absolutely.
Fuck that guy.
Absolutely.
Fuck that guy.
It was all over YouTube. It was a viral video on Facebook.
I hope he gets hit by a bus.
Mm.
You know what?
Damn.
I hope he gets murdered. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But it's, and again, like, I there's certain things, like, I got no problem giving a dollar to a homeless person or a charity, mm-hmm. but I don't like the pressure. It's everyone, when you go out, buy your own meals.
Yeah, it's
but you know, don't put that pressure on people.
It's like you know, it's a lot of times too. Is like sometimes it'll happen with like golf outings. Mm-hmm. Like you'll get invited to a golf outing, and it's some big company, and it's always like the main guy in the company.
Yep.
And he buys everybody's round. He buys all the shots. He buys all the beers, and he's always fucking terrible at golf. Yes. By the way. But it's like he's making up for something.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I can't take this third shot from me. I mean, dude, his bill is already like 200-some bucks.
Yeah.
You know, you start to feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy's always like, just don't worry about it.
But I am going to worry about it.
It's like, dude, I kind of like buying my own stuff sometimes.
Well,
you know?
And it's not that I don't appreciate, like, not saying it's not nice when people do things for other people. You come over to my house and I cook you dinner, that's great. You bring me a bottle of wine, people do that because right. they feel out. And it's like, I'm not saying don't do nice things for people, but it's in those scenarios,
just
I think it's different.
Don't overdo it.
I think it's a situation. Like, if I invite you over and say, hey guys, I want you to come over for dinner, we're going to mm-hmm. cook dinner. But also, I got no problem saying, hey, would you mind bringing a dish? Or, you know, you bring
dish
a bottle.
To pass.
That's different. Something like that. But like in bar settings or restaurant settings, it's just always that one. But I also have gotten to the point where I'm done arguing with people. If someone says, hey, I'm paying for it, I'll be like, all right, thanks. Because then you do that whole, you didn't need to do that, blah, blah, blah,
so
blah, blah.
At the bar, there's two different situations. There's the guy who's just doing it out of the kindness of his heart.
Yep.
He's got a lot of money, and he's really doing it just to be kind. So you got that guy, and then you got the other guy who has been drinking since like noon and just trash, doesn't have the money to pay for the tab, but he's just ordering shots for everybody because he smoked at like 9 o'clock.
And then the next day he looks at his bank statement
and goes, fuck,
dude, I spent $400 at the bar.
Dude, you know who that is? That's our buddy Moscow.
Moscow!
Dude, he goes to the bar, everybody, rounds for everybody.
Yeah, people. And that's the other thing too, is I do not like it when someone random buys me a shot. I guess I do, but I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop it.
You know, I'll be honest, though. That wasted guy that does it, I'll take that shot.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because that guy is just, he's always too loud.
Especially when it's your buddy, too. You know, the next day, you just be like, hey, how much was your bar tab? I was like, dude, fucking bro.
How many shots did we have last night?
Yeah. Then he comes over and eats your food because he can't afford it. Dumbass.
You know what's funny is like you take two of those shots and like the other like 20 are in is somebody else. You know, it's like, dude, you spend so much money for nothing.
What an idiot.
Yeah,
no one's going to remember you. They're not going to look back. Remember that time that guy bought us a shot?
All right. Just a round of Jello shots. How about
everybody?
That? You know,
what's your cheapest shot? I want everyone to get one. All right. That's going to do it. Hunter, don't worry, buddy. Your conscience is clear.
I'm not getting smoked by a semi, huh?
And don't buy me beers unless you're a hot chick and trying to liquor me up.
There you go.
There
nice.
You go. Yeah. Yeah, how about you buy me a drink, lady?
Lady.
Explore more on this website where you found the podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1.
Buy me a drink.
Buy me a drink. I'm a model. All right, we'll see you guys next time.